Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Finances with Francine and Friends. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I want you to get your paper and pencil ready because I have an exciting guest on my show today. Her name is Amy N. Ellis, and she is the Real Estate Lady. If this is your first time tuning in to the show, we thank you so very much. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well because we could not continue to do this show without you. This show is being sponsored by Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. Now, I'm going to bring my guest on in just a few moments, but before I do that, I just want to tell you a little bit about Amy N. Ellis. She has an infectious smile, a glowing personality, and she is Miss Congeniality, are all qualities that describe Amy Ellis. The Real Estate Investment Lady, Amy has over 10 years of expertise in the real estate industry. She was a licensed agent in the Commonwealth of Virginia and has a master's in real estate investing from the Financial Freedom Academy, a division of Global Publishing in Jacksonville, Florida. Amy's completed many property deals over her career and has educated novice investors on real estate investing. She has the perfect blend of practical knowledge and academic training to help others achieve their real estate needs. Amy is also familiar with the North Carolina real estate market. She is a native of Durham County and the University of North Carolina at Greensboro alumni. Currently residing in the Raleigh-Garner area, Amy knows this rapidly growing real estate market well. She uses her lifelong passion to help homeowners develop creative solutions for any housing concern. And she's going to talk to you a little bit about all of that today. So hello, Amy. How are you today?
Well, hello, Francine. How are you? Thank you so much.
I'm fantastic. So good to hear your voice. It's been many, many moons since we have talked personally. And full disclosure, I've known Amy since about 2013 or 2014, Amy. Do you remember?
Yes. Yes, bank on. We were both coaches.
Yes.
Instructors. Yes.
Yes, and I'm still instructing and still coaching, but yes, we've had, we try to keep in touch, but sometimes, you know, you lose connections, but I'm so glad that we did. So ladies and gentlemen, you can find Amy on LinkedIn. So I want to get right into this because we only have 30 minutes and, you know, time flies when you're having fun. So Amy, I
Absolutely.
Want you to tell everybody how you got started in real estate investing. And the second part of that question is, do you need a lot of money to get started, because people want to know this.
Right, especially in this time. Well, again, Francine, thank you for having me on the show. Hello, listeners. Well, we only have 30 minutes, like she said, so let me just get to it. So many of you probably remember Carlton Sheets. Well, back in my 20s, that late-night infomercial, I ordered his courses. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I just ordered his courses. I tried to dissect the information, didn't understand what I was getting into, but I'm pretty sure your audience knows about Carlton Sheets. So that's kind of like the foundation of where the interest peaked. So fast forward to about 2005, I actually got my real estate license because I thought at the time you're supposed to get your license in order to invest in real estate, which you don't, and we'll expound on that later. But 2005, Christmas Day, I was sitting in front of my computer, and I'm like, I want to know more. So I just got on Google and started looking into real estate investing, and that's where I actually started educating myself on the different strategies, techniques that – that we'll say are unconventional that people know of, the unconventional ways, creative ways to do real estate investing. So fast forward a year from there, my CPA, who was also a real estate investor, came across a deal, a duplex, that she actually got in the unconventional way, creative way, through wholesaling. So she was like, you said you want to be a real estate investor, so let's do it. And I was like, okay. So what happened was we did a joint venture with Sweat Equity, and just peek those words out, joint venture, Sweat Equity. So pretty much she got the property. She used hard money to get the property. I, in turn, my business partner, I, in turn, did Sweat Equity. One unit was vacant. We had a Section 8 tenant in the other. So we did some rehabbing, upgrading that one unit, cleaning it out. Yes, for those that are listening that know me, y'all know I don't do labor. But I, in this instance, I did some manual labor, cleaning out that unit. Once we got it up to par, we actually, my business partner at the time, actually financed it. For, I think, at that during that time, like I said, it was about 2006, 2007, that's when we had the arms, like 10-year arms. So we did a 10-year arm on that property, and we became landlords. So that was like any new investor's dream, doing a joint venture, Sweat Equity, no money out of our pockets to get our first deal done. So that kind of spearheaded the craze. It's like, when I don't know if you heard, you know, people who have plastic surgery, it's like, oh my gosh, it's so addictive. That's what this was. That first property was so addictive. So we had, I had a duplex, and then ended up getting a two single family homes thereafter in the Hampton Roads area. So that's how I got started in real estate, the short version. Now, do you have to have a lot of money? As I had said before, the deal that our first deal we did not come out of pocket with any money. So joint venturing, if you can joint venture with someone, meaning whatever talents you have, you team up with somebody that has like more experience. Like you may have time, like people right now may have time because they're out of work. They can team up with someone who doesn't have the time to say, hey, make some calls for me, or hey, why don't you do my marketing for me? And then if you get a deal, you know, they split profit. So, or they might be, if they're still rehabbing, they might need someone to go to the property to look things over, because they probably don't have time to do that, or need help cleaning it out. So in essence, no, you don't need a lot of money, because there are ways, and there are other ways, creative ways, that you can get started in real estate investing without money and without credit. A lot of people know the traditional way, you know, get a loan, you know, buy a property, stay in it, then maybe get another loan on another one, put a tenant in your first one. But it goes a lot deeper than that. So that's the short version.
Okay. So that was all enlightening and a lot of information. So we want to take a breath and slow down for a minute, because I got a couple questions here for you. Okay, out of the chat room. So when you talk about wholesaling, can you explain that a little bit more?
Okay. So wholesaling in the real estate industry is pretty much assignment of contract. You do not own the property. Please hear me clearly. You do not own the property. You're assigning the contract that you have on the property. So let's say, Francine, you're a homeowner in distress. You just want to get out of your house. So I come to you with this creative solution. Hey, I can, you know, put your property under contract. So I do that. I have an end buyer, which could be a rehabber. Most of the time it is a rehabber, or it could be a landlord. Now, this is a great time for landlords who might want to add to their rental portfolio. So I sell my contract that I have to my end buyer, and I get a fee for that. Yes, it is legal. It is legal. In most states, you do not need a real estate license. I know one state, I think the state of Illinois, you do have to have a license. But in most states, and I'm Virginia, North Carolina, currently you do not have to have a real estate license to do that. And again, it is legal.
Okay, great. And okay. So I'm sure the audience, their ears are really perking up now that you said you don't have to have a real estate license. So talk a little bit about the joint venture, because you partner with somebody else. So can you explain that a little bit more?
Yes. Again, joint venture is pretty much what can you bring to the table? You know, like for me, I still have a job. So So when I come home, you know, I'm mentally drained. I have knowledge. I have, you know, marketing that needs to be done. I have maybe phone calls that need to be made. So let's say someone who's just starting out or who's probably been teetering, they want to get into this, so they can approach me. It's like, hey, what can I do for you? What do you need help with?
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Great.
And so I can say, hey,
that makes sense.
You know, make these calls for me. And like I say, if we get a deal under contract, then, you know, we'll discuss the percentage of the split. And you do that
okay.
a couple of times, build up your cash flow, then you can, you know, like the bird, go out the nest, fly away.
Absolutely. Great,
but yeah,
great information.
Joint venturing is just partnering up with someone where you have something, they have something, y'all teaming together. And actually now it's called, the term that's out there is called squadding up. You know, squad up with somebody, either be an accountability partner or, like I said, joint venture where you have something that someone else doesn't have and they have something that you don't have and y'all can just team up.
Okay, great. All right, so that is awesome. Okay, next question number two. What do you see happening as a result of the pandemic?
Well, right now, of course, we can't tell the future, but with especially like with the landlords, it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Because
you know, you got the tenants, of course. I've heard tenants are going on strike. I'm not paying my rent, but then you have the landlords who, some of these landlords have mortgages.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just got into the real estate investing game and have a W-2 wanting to get into the real estate investment industry by having a rental, and that was their little pocket change. And now it's like up in the air. So what I foresee happening is probably there will be, coming down the road, a lot of homes, you know, going vacant. Tenants just popping up and leaving, you know, or I ain't got to pay my rent, or landlords that, you know, have only one income and they can't pay their mortgage along with the other mortgages. So you will probably see a lot of houses. I'm not going to say it's going to be as bad as like 2008, 2009, but I'm pretty sure it is going to get where there will be a lot of houses. You know, the market is going to go down, which in turn, which probably is going to be your next question, is this a good time to get involved? And I would say yes, because if you look back through history, great millionaires were born during times like this, were they not? Like during the Great Depression?
So for
those who are thinking, well, should I get into it? You know, I don't know. Let me just back up with the I don't know. Folks, as you heard earlier, I had a duplex and two single-family homes. You know what happened to them in 2008, 2009? I had to file bankruptcy. They went back to the bank.
Wow.
And guess who's talking right now with Miss Francine? I'm still standing.
Yes,
so
you are,
Miss Amy. If you're not really willing to take a risk, I mean, yeah, you don't have to go. Now, I took a big risk, but you don't have to, if you're not willing to take a risk of that value, you know, that substantial value, then you don't need to be in this. Everything is a risk. So, yes, this is the time. This is the time to do joint ventures, get knowledge. If you're at home, this is the perfect time. A lot of y'all probably complain, oh, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time. But you probably got enough time right now. Get on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's what I call it, YouTube University. Google Real
yeah.
Estate Investing for Beginners. You will you will see a plethora of people in North Carolina, Arizona, even in Virginia, that have YouTube channels that are solid. Now, there are some out there that's like, okay, I don't know. But you got to figure out who works best with you, you know, with your personality, mm-hmm. who you need to listen to. The information's out there. Now's the time to get that information, hone in on what you like about real estate investing, and then when the market starts turning, now you got the knowledge, now you can go apply it. And I will say also, Google your real estate investing associations, REIAs, Real Estate Investors Investing Associations. Wherever your listeners are, like in Virginia, you got TRIG. In Raleigh, you got TRIA. You got all these different REIAs, real estate investment groups. They're now doing their meetings online.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't go anywhere. So
that's right.
Look into that. There's, Francine, listeners, there's a lot of information. You just need to pick out, pick through the fluff and find what you want to study. You can study wholesaling. You can study subject twos. You can study creative financing, which is part of subject twos, owner financing, seller financing, because when this market does turn, you need to be creative and know how to structure the deal. You can't probably just do a straight wholesale because the margin's not going to be there. But if you be creative with it, Google creative financing. That's, I'm going to just leave it right there.
Okay. That is awesome. Okay, I hope y'all are taking notes.
We got 30 minutes. 30 minutes, that's not much time. But
I know. I'll have to bring you back because this is some good stuff here. Okay, so you kind of went into my next question. So what advice would you give to those interested in a real estate investing career? So you kind of went through that. And I hope they've taken notes, but you can always go back, listeners, to the archives and listen to this broadcast again. And I definitely will have Amy back on. And so the second part of that question is, what is the difference in being a real estate agent versus a real estate investor? Or is there not a difference?
There is a difference. Like I mentioned earlier, I did get my real estate license in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know that technically I didn't need a license
mm-hmm.
to be real estate investor. Mm-hmm. The broker that I went with was also an investor and a real estate agent. So you can be both. And sure, mm-hmm. if you're an agent out there, I'm not knocking agents. It's not for Amy to be the traditional agent. And I say traditional
okay.
because a real estate agent, they're licensed. Their customer is the seller. The agent represents the seller. That's why you have listings on the market, on the multiple listing service, because the agent goes out and, hey, you want to sell your home? Let me list it for you. Okay, so the agent represents the seller. So they're licensed and they're bound by code of ethics and legal stuff. Mm-hmm. A real estate investor, they do things the untraditional way, like I said, the creative way. They get properties, like I said, through subject twos or through wholesaling. They market off-property methods. Now, so you can do some via an agent, some do, or you can do off-market, meaning for sale by owners, off-market property, or driving down the street and you see a house that's been abandoned for a couple of weeks. Ooh, I wonder what happened to that. That's called driving for dollars mm-hmm. off market. There are agents, and I was, when I lived in Virginia, I was an agent and an investor. Now, mm-hmm. your listeners, as they're going through this process, if they want to go through, become an investor, they are going to hear, oh, well, you should be licensed or you should get licensed. Oh, I want to get licensed because I need comps. Comps mean comparable, and comparables. What the house is mm-hmm. worth, what it sold for.
Right, right.
You don't need that because there are other tools out here that can give you the comparables. And most real estate investors think that they need to get licensed so they can get comps, the comparables. Mm-hmm. You don't mm-hmm. need that because the main thing is, if you get, and like I said, I'm not downing it, but if you get licensed and you want to be an investor, depending on which avenue you work it, if you work it as an investor first, you need to disclose that you are an agent. So that's like the main thing, to disclose that you're an agent. So if you're taking it from, hey, I want to buy your house, but I, you know, it's not working for me, but hey, let me try to list it. You know, there's an advantage. But so that's so pretty much that's the difference. Agent, you're licensed. Real estate investor, you're not. If you choose, you can do both, because there are a lot of people that are agents and investors. It just depends on which avenue you want to take.
Okay. And so, yes, that answered the question. So I have listeners all over the country. So would you advise them to, because I know you mentioned something about real estate investors associations. Was that, am I correct? Is that such a thing?
Yes.
Or for wherever they are, they need to find out what the rules are for their particular area. Do you agree?
I agree, because in those RIAs, we call them RIAs. You are going to have your attorneys that do a lot of real estate closings, and that's familiar with real estate investors. Because you do have some attorneys that, you know, that's all they do is closings, but they're not familiar with the investing side, the creative side. But you want to contact your local attorney, a few of them. To see, you know, do you need license? You know, what can I do? And like I said, because there will be some that was like, oh, no, that'll be illegal. And then there's some like, oh, yeah. So I would say go through your RIA and find an attorney and, you know, ask them questions. You know, is it legal in my state? Do I need a license? You know, but yeah.
Okay. Great. Okay. So before we go to our next question, I want you, Amy, to share with the listening audience how they can get in touch with you, because I'm sure they have more questions, and some people are shy about typing in the chat room. So if someone has questions or they would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that? And do you have a website and all that good stuff?
Yes, I have websites. I have social media. So if you want to get in contact with me, via email, if you're an email person, it's Amy, R-E-I, lady, at gmail.com. I'm on Instagram, at REI lady. I'm on Facebook. My business page is The Real Estate Investment Lady. I'm on LinkedIn as Amy Ellis, REI lady. My website is www.reilady.com, or you can go to www.amynellis.com. And if you want to text me, hey, you can text me at 919-780-3185.
Awesome. That is wonderful. So I hope you've written all that down, but if you missed it, you can always go back and listen to the show in the archives. So my last question, maybe my last, it depends on how long the answer is. Okay. So since you've been, so I actually have two questions. Since you've been in North Carolina doing real estate, is there a difference in being in Virginia doing real estate and being in North Carolina?
Overall, no. The maybe I'll say the challenging part, because North Carolina is home. So it was coming back, because I was in Virginia for 13 years. So when I came back home to North Carolina, it was like, oh, I kind of got to start over again. Because, you know, I built my reputation in the Hampton Roads area. So when I left North Carolina, people knew me as like the wedding person, because I used to do weddings. I was an event planner.
Okay.
And then of course when I moved to Virginia, you know, now I had put that on the back burner and built up the real estate. So it's like coming back here, it's like, oh, I got to build that whole arena again, which wasn't too bad because while I was transitioning, I did meet up with someone in North Carolina, and we kind of tag teamed it, and then of course getting involved with my local real estate investment club. So yeah, there's not much of a difference. It's just getting acclimated to the area again because things had changed since I left.
Yes. And I can understand that,
so,
yes, because the transition can be a little bit different. And so my last question, Amy, what words of encouragement would you have for someone who's listening today, wants to start their business as a real estate investor?
Well, Francine, not even as a real estate investor. Folks, we're living through a time, and we all know this, life is short. Life is
mm-hmm.
very short, and we have, I think, witnessed it during this last month. So whatever dreams that you have on the back burner, oh, my gosh, I'm getting emotional. Whatever dreams you have on the back burner, dust them off. Dust them off, y'all. If you want to be a school teacher, if you want to go back to school, if you want to be investing, if you want to do weddings, if you want to cater, whatever it is, please do it. The only person that's stopping you is you. It's not the money. It's not your significant other. It's not your family. It's not because you grew up poor, grew up rich. It's not none of that. It's you. Just do it. What are you afraid of? You're talking to someone or you're listening to someone who has filed bankruptcy who two times in their life. I probably got family members on here now listening to like, what? Yes, I filed bankruptcy two times in my life, and I'm still standing.
Wow.
Okay? I mean,
wow.
Right? It's you. What's holding you back? Listeners, what's holding you back for real, for real? You got all this out. You got the time. You got the resources. Y'all got my number. If y'all want to chat, you know, don't chat my ear off for an hour or two. But you know, whatever it is, get out of your own way. And when I'm saying that, I'm saying that to myself because I'm not perfect. I have to have self-talk to me. Get out of your own way and just do it.
Wow.
And that's all.
Great, great, great words of encouragement. I have goosebumps here, and I feel your passion about your business because it's really not, like you said, about just being a real estate investor. It's about what you do, doing that, what it allows you to do, being an investor, how you help other people out of difficult situations. Because sometimes I know from past experience, because I'm a paralegal by trade, so this is kind of my other world, and I see what somebody can do to help somebody else to get them out of a difficult situation. So, Amy, I thank you so very much. Our time is about to come to an end. And I told you 30 minutes would go really fast. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show today. I know you felt Amy's passion for what she does. And I'm going to have her back again because this show is all about finances. It's all about your mission and the information that we can share with you and the highlights that we can give you to uplift you and educate you about whatever it is and whatever it has to do with money. We have to be able to talk about money as a community. We haven't been doing that. For some reason, we're afraid to speak truth, but we have to do that. Our time here is limited, as we all know. We don't know the day, hour, second, or minute when our time is going to come. But while we're here, we're going to do wonderful things and marvelous things. And so, Amy, again, I thank you so very, very much. And I will have you back on the show again. And I am just looking forward to reconnecting with you and seeing what you're doing in the North Carolina area. So thank you so very much, Amy.
Thank you again, Francine, for having me.
You're absolutely welcome. So for those of you who want to get in touch with Amy, she gave you her phone number, and I hope you wrote it down, but I'm going to give it to you one more time, 919-780-3185. And you can go to her email or her website. Her website is www.reilady.com. Our show has come to an end, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited that you were here on this Saturday afternoon on the Finances with Francine and Friends. We will be back next week. We're going to have a new day and time, but we thank you. Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you to all the people in the chat room. Thank you to everyone who tuned in to the show. Be careful out there. Be safe. Use wisdom. Take care now, and I'll talk to you next week. God bless. Bye-bye. You have been listening to Finances with Francine and Friends. We will be back next week with another exciting show. So stay tuned. Bye-bye.